The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
At 10:45 last night, I received a letter of resignation from Deputy Dara Murphy as a member of Dáil-Éireann.
Last night he confirmed that he is willing to submit to any formal investigation regarding his conduct, whether it's his remuneration or his expenses or whatever.
Well, this week, Fine Gael TD Dara Murphy was in hot water over the Dáil expenses that he claimed while working in a job in Brussels. He isn't the first person in politics or business to have their expenses questioned. Gráinne Nié from The Journal has been looking at some other examples for us. Gráinne, you're very welcome to the programme. It's a bit of an old chestnut, isn't it, when it comes to politicians and expenses?
It is. It's kind of an easy win, I suppose, for journalists, particularly when expenses can be published openly, you know, and when audits are carried out randomly, you can get caught out. So even earlier this year, a couple of months before Dara Murphy came to the surface, there was a spotlight on two TDs and four senators who had to refund expenses. And they were different from Dara Murphy's. Dara Murphy's were about travel and accommodation expenses. These were these are published openly, and there is an audit of randomly selected TDs and senators done every year, and then it is published. And
that was several thousand, wasn't it?
It was 10,000, yeah, between six TDs and senators. The two TDs you might recognise as they're Alan Farrell and Maria Bailey, and between the two of them and a senator, Michelle Mulhern, a Fine Gael senator as well, they amassed the bulk of that 10,000. So they have to repay kind of whatever they couldn't prove they had spent on various expenses.
And of course, it isn't just Ireland when it comes to politicians, and it isn't just politics. I mean, in business, Mark Carney, the head of the Bank of England, for example, he was...
Yeah, and particularly because he's kind of a bit of a darling of the Remainers, the Brexit Remainers now. In 2018, he's obviously governor at the central bank still at that time. Him and two of his American advisors amassed £100,000 over the course of 3 months, which seems incredible. This was just on travel costs and taxis, things like that. And Mark Carney himself accounted for half of that, over 50,000 of that between March and May of 2018, which is an example of, like, it's not just when it's public funds. If there is any huge amount, the public kind of balks at the idea of that much being spent when they can do it at a much more affordable rate.
And staying with the UK, but it's very much in the political realm, this, all of the whole question of political expenses broke as a massive scandal 10 years ago. And it's interesting that the way it broke, there was a Freedom of Information request, and the House of Commons internal committee declined it. And
decided it wasn't public.
Yeah, it ended up going through an information tribunal. But they have sought to fix the system. Do you think that, how have they done that, and has it worked?
It's hard for the UK to kind of, I suppose it's a hard thing to decide what is value for money, but that Westminster expenses scandal was so galling. You know, I was just reading over some of the examples of it. The classic one was the wooden duck house on the pond. And then there was, John Bercow was caught up in it as well, where he claimed, what was it, 250 euros worth of a 50 minute walk, a chauffeur to bring him that long. There was that kind of thing. People were not happy with that. And how do you get kind of value for money out of your public representative?
Well, they decided to go for a whole new watchdog, this IPSA body, and they publish all of the expenses. Is that the kind of solution that maybe we should be looking at, a greater level of transparency?
When you opened that segment there, the problem was that they, you know, the Westminster originally said, we're not publishing these, this isn't in the public interest. So definitely publishing them is one step towards a solution. With the PRA expenses there and the random audit, they are published every year as well in Ireland. So that is one element of the expenses. But the problem really is when you have an unvouched expenses system where you can just claim something as a flat rate.
It's allowances, basically.
Exactly, yeah. Claim something as a flat rate, you know, the travel and accommodation expenses in Ireland, politicians can claim that where, you know, no matter where, depending on where they live in the country, so they can go to Dáil-Éireann without kind of being hit themselves personally. That kind of system of claiming it flat is maybe a bit outdated, and I'm sure the Taoiseach himself has said that we need to look into it.
The FAI, of course, are in the news this morning, and I noticed that in the accounts in relation to 2016 and 2017, that there were various expenses, which they decided they've redesignated now as being effectively personal spending. So they had to redesignate it as emoluments for directors. And the amounts seem to be quite substantial. It is in the business world a very real issue, isn't it, around expenses, particularly at the top of an organisation?
Yeah, and also it's kind of important that people can see these kind of scandals in a public sense and don't necessarily link it to the private industry. So, for example, after that Westminster scandal, there was a YouGov, who were brilliant at kind of carrying out surveys to relevant issues, asked people how it affected how they carried out expenses. And a lot of people said that 53% made no difference. So another people said it was easy to, or another fifth, I think, of the cohort that were asked said they can claim money for their own benefit quite easily. So it's not just a public kind of thing as well. There's maybe the whole idea of expenses is outdated in the sense that people can claim with ease and with not enough transparency.
And of course, at the end of the day, there has to be some sort of trust in the system for it to work at all. Grainne Nier from The Journal, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.